Does that help? Asked Athelflaed. She was having a milky coffee with three sugar cubes. When I look at this, it could have been Rodney. Just suppose he followed him out of the pub and pushed him into the water. You know, I don't think there's anything else we need to know, declared Athelflaed. I think the answer is staring us in the face, but we just can't see it. In any case, I can't be bothered anymore. PC Blake will sort it out. Well, I'm not giving up, responded Athelstan. I'm going to find out what happened. I'm off home to think about it. Sitting on her own in the sun, Athelflaed could see Samantha's boat opposite, moored up in front of the house. Her family often went to France, Belgium or Holland for the weekend, and had promised to take Natalia and Ethel that summer. Athelflaed had never been abroad. As she was looking, she noticed Natalia with Samantha in the garden. They were carrying beach towels and textbooks, ready to study for their end-of-year exams. I'll pop around, she thought, and forget about playing the amateur detective. A few minutes later, she found herself with an iced tea and cucumber sandwich on the deck of the boat. Her two friends were sunbathing, but Athelflaed got burnt too easily, and so she was sitting in the shade. In the end, inevitably, she was telling them what had happened that morning. I don't understand, she concluded. They're acting weird. I mean, Ayan. Do you think Ayan could have taken the trophy? No way, answered Natalia. Ayan volunteers for the RNLI and then goes and steals a trophy, added Samantha. He's Dean's best friend, and I know he wouldn't do that. So what was he doing on his own at that time of night? Maybe he wasn't on his own. Who knows? Have you asked him? Murmured Natalia. But in that case, who was he with and why didn't he... Natalia? Samantha sat up on her towel. Athelflaed looked around at Natalia, who was turning red. Natalia! What's up? We didn't do anything. We were just talking. Samantha and Athelflaed started shrieking with laughter. And what were you talking about? Football. Oh, you're always going on about the same thing. Why don't you both get a life and mind your own business? Natalia snapped. It made no difference. Athelflaed and Samantha were rolling on the deck of the boat, crying with laughter. Across the water, Athelflaed saw Bob walking along the bank again and sat up to look. She felt a sudden stab of curiosity. What was Bob doing? Had he hidden the trophy? Who was telling the truth?